Chapter 3, A Shallow Cave. By midnight, nobody had returned home, not Walter and King, not Jason and his mother. Anderson lay on the living room floor in his sleeping bag with Sophie curled up beside him. He tried to stay awake while Lily read aloud, but his eyelids drooped. Anderson dreamed that he and Jason were walking in the woods. The wind blew heavy clouds across the sky. The clouds covered Mount Katahdin. Katahdin! And the mountain disappeared from the horizon. Then huge drops of rain smacked their faces. A bright flash of lightning set fire to a pine tree. In the orange light, they saw the entrance to a shallow cave. Lily gently shook Anderson. "Wake up, honey. You're having a bad dream," his mother said. "We have to call Dad. I think I know where Jason and his mom are. We found this cave while we were hiking last weekend. We thought it would be a great place to go during a storm." While Lily tried to reach Walter, Anderson slipped out of the house. He carried his emergency backpack, which was filled with a flashlight, first aid kit, water, and a compass. If Jason and his mom were hurt, he couldn't waste any time. He had to try to find them. Sissy stopped him at the gate. "You can't go out by yourself, Anderson, no matter how much you want to help your friend." Anderson glared at Sissy. He knew she was right, but that didn't make him feel any better. "But I know where they are." "I know you do," Sissy answered. "That's why we are all going out to meet your dad. He wants you to show him where the cave is."